More of Lake Effect, I'm Mitch Tyke. When most people think of drummer Ginger Baker, this is the sound they hear. That's White Room by 1960s supergroup Cream, with Baker on drums, Eric Clapton on guitar, and Jack Bruce on bass. These days, when you hear Ginger Baker, though, it sounds more like this. For all his fame, fortune, and notoriety, Baker is and always has been, at heart, a jazz drummer, even as ill health has made it harder for him to get around. But on the drum kit, the 74-year-old has not missed a beat. His new album, his first in 16 years, is called Why, and the tour supporting it comes to Turner Hall tomorrow night. Ahead of the Milwaukee show, Ginger Baker joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North by phone from California, and he explained what first attracted him to jazz.
Well, when I was a young musician, there was no such thing as rock and roll.
Jazz was the popular music.
Well, that's what was happening when I started playing. It was sort of traditional jazz was what was going on in the UK.
And you listen to people like Max Roach and Art Blakey. Phenomenal drummers.
Yeah, they were all very dear friends of mine, yeah. I played with all of them, yeah.
That jazz influence is in everything that you do, and that in African drumming. And so when you put together this group, Jazz Confusion, how did it come about? I mean, what were you trying to explore with this group?
I wasn't trying to explore anything. I've been working with Abbas for a good 6 years. We've done quite a lot of things together. And when I came back to the UK, an old friend of mine, Hagar, suggested Pee Wee and Alec. And I'd not heard of either of them, really. And we arranged like a rehearsal, and it worked just like that. It just worked.
It is a great lineup. And the other thing that I love about it is that it's mostly a rhythm section. I mean, you're missing the piano, but you've got you've got Abbas on percussion, and then you've got the bass. And that's three quarters of the group right there. And it just swings. And it's so melodic.
Yeah, it's
melodic.
Very, very rhythmic bass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And very melodic. Too. I mean, I love his playing, and I love listening to the way you use the bass as a melodic instrument, as well as the drums and the percussion. Pee-wee playing saxophone. I mean, that's the traditional melody instrument, but you're all carrying the melody. You all take turns with it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it really happened that fast? You guys just got together for a rehearsal and that's the group?
Yeah.
Did you go into it with the idea that an album was going to happen, or did that...
No. I've been trying to interest record companies for years and they just weren't interested.
So what changed?
Huh?
What changed? What made them interested? How did you get this one made then?
I don't really know, but I think they heard the band.
It's a tasty album. It's just really wonderful. I'm really quite fond of Ginger Spice. I like the whole thing, but I like Ginger Spice, and I really like Footprints, too.
Well, the tune was, I recorded it before with Ron Miles. It's a Ron Miles tune.
Mm-hmm.
And we've changed it around quite a lot. But Ron wrote the tune. That was like 16, 17 years ago.
When you sit down at the kit and you're just sort of noodling around, do you just start thinking, well, you know, here's something in 5/4, I want to see what that does, or maybe I'm doing 12/8?
No. Things come to me. I'm sort of already got some stuff for the next album if we get to do it. It's all in my head. and I don't really think about time signatures at all. If something feels good, we do it. To analyze something that can't be analyzed. We all just play together. We don't think about what we're playing. It just happens, you know. We all listen to each other.
Yeah, you have to have the technique, though.
To an extent, yeah. But time is much more important than technique.
When you talk about having time, is that something that you have to be born with, do you think, or can you be taught
that? Yeah, you've either got it or you haven't. All practice in the world isn't going to give someone natural time.
Is that what makes a good drummer, in your mind?
Well, if the drummer ain't got time, then he should not bother playing.
But what does make a good drummer? Obviously, the time is important. Is there anything else that is absolutely required? I mean, you're a phenomenal drummer, so I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know. I just play, man.
I have to say, I really like the sound of this album, and I like the sound of this group. Do you feel like this is one of the best groups you've played with? Because it sounds like it.
Yeah. Definitely.
And what makes them so good?
Well, just everybody's got that time thing. Also a sense of humor.
Is it the personalities of these three guys with you that just makes it work?
Yeah, they're all great to be with, to be around, yeah. They all laugh a lot, which makes up to me because I don't.
Are you permanently back in the UK now?
Well, I don't know how permanent, but I'm there at the moment.
Are you still playing polo? I know you had to get rid of the horses.
No, I had to stop that. No, it just got to a point where I wasn't physically capable of playing, as good as I wanted to. But the miracle is I can still play the drums.
You have arthritis, don't you?
More than somewhat. Degenerative osteoarthritis is very painful.
How has that affected the way you play the drums?
It doesn't affect the way I play the drums at all, but the traveling is what does me in, you know. The thing is a nightmare.
It's not in your hands, though, so it's not affecting that.
No, it's my spine is the main problem. My spine, my left leg's very dodgy, but I still can play with it, you know. Because I suppose it's because I'm sitting down. So, standing around or walking is really very not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, getting old's hell. Although I suppose it's better than the alternative.
What's the alternative?
Death, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, we all got to die sometime. You know, I thought, one day I think I'll die on stage and that'll give everybody a big buzz. Dying, I don't know, it's the ultimate adventure, isn't it? It's when you find out what happens when you die.
Even with the pain of moving and touring, and we're so glad you're coming, you know, given those realities, do you still sit down at the kit and get excited? Do you still learn something every time you sit down and play?
Yeah, I always play something different. Something new always happens. If I reach a point where that doesn't happen, that's when I'll stop playing.
If you could change anything about the way you've made music over the last 50-some-odd years, would you change anything?
I don't know. I don't know. Hypothetical question, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Are there musicians you wish you could have played with that you didn't?
I think I'd play with all the guys I really wanted to play with, but Art Blakey and Elvin Jones, Max Roach and Bill Seaman, you know, all of them were very dear friends of mine that accepted me, you know, as being on their level, which is very rewarding.
It would be, because they were all such brilliant players. Brilliant players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you are too.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. When you're here on Thursday, are we hearing the new album? Is that primarily what we're going to be hearing on stage?
Yeah.
Cool. I have to tell you, Turner Hall, where you're going to be playing, got really good acoustics. It's a great venue.
Okay. People would enjoy it. Everywhere we play, the people really enjoy it.
So looking forward to seeing you on stage.
Okay, well, let's hope I make it that far.
Yeah, let's hope so. I know you have to get ready to go do a sound check, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to talk with us and introduce yourself a little bit to Milwaukee.
Okay, you're very welcome.
And look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
All right, looking forward to seeing you too.
Thanks, Mr. Baker, I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Legendary drummer Ginger Baker speaking with Lake Effect's Bonnie North from California. Ginger Baker's Jazz Confusion plays a concert tomorrow night at Turner Hall. The music we've heard throughout the interview is from Baker's latest album called Why. We'll stick with legendary rockers and talk with the author of a new biography of Paul McCartney in the 1970s when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.